Today we'll be starting Simen Yud. The title of the Simen is Dinei Kanfos HaTalis, the halachos of the corners of a beged. In Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Talis She'in La'arba Kenafos Petura, if a garment has does not have four corners and it is pater from tzitzis, Yesh Le'yoser Me'arba Chayaves, if Osa La'arba Tzitzios Ba'arba Kenafeh HaMeruchakos Zomizo Yoser. If it has more than four corners, it's also Chayav and Tzitzis, and the four corners should be as far apart from each other as possible. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifka and Aleph tells us, She'in La, Bein Meschilas Asiyasu Vein Shechosach HaCharkach Kanaf Echad Va'aso Agol, whether it didn't have the four corners to begin with, or whether it had four corners but you rounded off one of the corners to basically ruin that corner. In both cases, they're pater from tzitzis. Ptura, Mevor Bakra, Ksiv Al Arba Kanfos Kesusecha. The pasuk says in Parashas Kiseitze that the beged has to have four corners in order for it to be chayv and tzitzis. So there should be sifrei arba velo shalosh. V'yoser me'arba marbinon me'asher techaseh. So the Gemara learns out, the medrash and the sifrei learns out that the pasuk, when it specifies arba kanfos, it is to the exclusion of only three corners. And how do we know that if you have more than four corners, it's also chayv? Because it says asher techaseh. Anything which covers you is still chayv. V'ipcholo nuchalomer, you can't say the opposite. Shemechol chamesh arba v'imchol shalosh arba. You can't say the opposite of that because four is included in five, right? You still have, even when you have a five-cornered garment, you still have at least four corners, but by a three-cornered beged, you don't even have four. Any garment that has more than four corners is also chayv and tzitzis. However, there are those who argue that a garment, even that it's more than four corners, is also pater from tzitzis. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah recommends that lechadchila you should not make a garment that's more than four corners. V'chasav aprim agadim d'ladasa potrin osan talisos ketanim shalom v'sheyesh beis hatzavar v'kol mokom rov sasim. So the Prima Gundam explains that according to the opinion that says that a garment with more than four corners is putter from tzitzis, so those tzitzis that we wear, where the neckline is, in other words, on most of our pairs of tzitzis that we have, where there's an open neckline, but most of it is still closed off, so that's not considered to be a fifth corner. But if it turns out that the majority of the neckline is open, so then in that area where you stick your head in, so you should go to like a tailor and have them round off the area a little bit to make it that it's not considered a fifth corner. So again, we said in the Shulchan Aruch that the four corners have to be far apart. If you make a garment with five corners, so presumably that is a violation of the Isra of Bal Tosef. But if you cut one of the corners and you knock it back down to four, that's okay. You just have to make sure that the four corners you have in the garment are the four farthest corners apart from one another. So the reason why you have to pick the four corners that are farthest apart from one another is because that is the only way that it will be recognizable that you are making a garment of tzitzis on four distinct corners. There are those who say that notion that the four corners have to be as far apart from each other as possible is actually a din d'oraisa, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says if possible you should try to be machmir for this. But if you already made one of the corners on a corner that was close to another one, so then kagon shehigiyas matfila yachalis machalam akilin ulevarach. If there's no way that you could possibly fix it on time, like for example, if zman tfila is about to approach, then b'diavad you can rely on that and you can make a bracha on those pair of tzitzis b'diavad. But ideally, the four corners of the garment should be as far away as possible from one another. So we'll stop here for now. We'll pick up with Sif Beis tomorrow.